Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
More driven.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, we'll talk West Virginia football with play-by-play voice Tony Caridi. Also coming up, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. Iowa with a basketball scheduling announcement and a whole lot more. Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Busy Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you here today. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery, locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, sign up for the Third Base Mug Club. For $25, you get a lifetime membership of happy hour priced beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Stop on by, join today, First Avenue, at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today as well. 24-pack of regular Diet Dr. Pepper, a pint glass, courtesy of KGYM, as well as some Dr. Pepper swag. We'll have that for one of our lucky listeners on a Wednesday. And speaking of Wednesday, Mark, it is Bowling Night in America coming up tonight. We'll preview week six-ish? Six?
It is six, yes.
Six. We'll preview week six coming up a little bit later on in the program today. A lot to get to. We're going to talk West Virginia football. Tony Caridi is going to be joining us. He calls Mountaineer football. Over in Morgantown, sixth-rated unbeaten, Will Greer-led Mountaineers headed to Ames for a big one on Saturday night. And we'll have it for you at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with the pregame right here on KGYM. Couple things to get to before we get to Tony and before we get to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Of course, Major League Baseball last night, the divisional series are now in the rearview mirror as it definitely got interesting at the end. It was a medium fly ball to right away from being tied. See how I did that there at Yankee Stadium?
I did.
Because Greg Kimbrel came in and imploded. Looked very nervous pitching or just didn't have it. I thought some very interesting decisions at the end by Alex Cora, but the Red Sox got away with it. He got away with it, and now you got the best two teams in the American League record-wise going at it for the ALCS coming up starting on Saturday.
Indeed. I thought among the strangest in my mind was Rick Porcello being removed after pitching five very effective innings and a pitch count in the 60s. And we were talking about it earlier today, and it's just where we're at right now, I guess, in terms of teams and managers being so reliant on bullpens. Yes, it worked out. Chris Sale came out of the bullpen. I'm surprised he didn't finish the game.
I was shocked that he made that move and then didn't let Chris Sale finish the game. I mean, he pushed all his chips in to the middle of the table when he brought Sale in the eighth inning, because he would pitch game five coming up. It would have been tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Now he can pitch. He can get a few tosses between starts. That's normal. But I just figured, okay, Chris Sale's coming in for two to close it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I was a little worried about the fact that the starting pitcher was coming in that position anyway, because we've seen that backfire so many times. It was weird.
So we've got the championship series set. They will begin Friday and Saturday. Poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Scott, which World Series pairing would you be most interested in watching? Would it be the Astros and Brewers, Astros Dodgers, Red Sox Brewers, or Red Sox Dodgers? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Well, ESPN and Fox, there's no doubt they want the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers to meet. I had the Yankees beating the Red Sox. Nothing against the Red Sox. I just thought the Yankees, I felt, I had a gut feeling and it didn't come through. Houston's just the best team I've seen, bar none.
I would agree.
I'm still sticking with Houston and the Dodgers. No, I'd love to see the Brewers. I want to see the Brewers in there, but I think the Dodgers are going to come away with
it. I think you can make a case for any of the four teams to reach the World Series. I would agree the Astros are probably the heaviest favorites. God, that's going to be two great series in my mind. And perhaps the American League survivor will be the favorite.
Oh, I think so. I think whoever wins the American League is going to be the favorite going into that thing. And it was interesting that all of the knee-jerk reactions are coming out of New York City today. You know, Aaron Boone can't manage. The Yankees are the Orioles of the Earl Weaver in the 1970s because they just wait for three-run innings. And I think you're seeing that. You mentioned one thing about baseball that has changed. Pitcher Rick Porcello going five last night looked terrific. Won't let him go through the order for the third time because, oh, no, somebody could get a hit off of him. You know, that's just the way baseball is in 2018. I'd love to see a manager try to wrestle the ball away from Nolan Ryan in that situation. But
or Verlander or Kershaw, you know. Those upper cusp pitchers aren't going to have anything of it. They're going to have a conversation with Alex Cora in a minute.
Oh, yeah. They're not coming out. But it's different now. And you talk about one of the reasons I like the Astros is because it's such a – you see so many teams nowadays banking on that big inning that just bludgeon you to death with the three-run home runs and whatnot. The Astros, they hit singles. They hit it into the gap. They move runners over. They get runners in. They play good defense. They got good pitching. I just enjoy watching the Astros because it's an all-around team. I think they're the best all-around team. Brewers do it a little pretty well in the National League also. Now, I think they tend for the big inning a little bit more than the Astros do. Yeah, and the Astros hit home runs, yes. But they're not trying to bludgeon people to death. They can just go out there and they can win a game 3-2. They can win a game 7-5. They can win they can put 13 or 14 on you. And I think that's what makes the Astros so good and so dangerous and such a favorite to win their second straight World Series.
As far as the Yankees go, I mean, the Yankees have the third best record in Major League Baseball. Just so happens it was eight games fewer than Boston, and Boston was the better team in this series. The Yankees won 100 games. Aaron Boone, the New York papers were brutal on him in that 16-1 loss. It was just uncalled for. I mean, the reason the Yankees may have lost, well, look at Giancarlo Stanton.
And he's
didn't
getting,
have an extra base hit.
He's getting
didn't
bashed.
Have an RBI.
He is getting bashed today. And that was such a big at-bat last night with Kimbrel taking on Stanton because it was either going to be, you know, whoever came out on the short end of the stick on that one was just going to get tore apart in the media. And Giancarlo Stanton struck out three times once looking at key situations in the postseason so far. And the New York media, as you've heard, Mark, aren't particularly kind to people in that situation. 319-366-1600. That's a Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line if you'd like to weigh in on last night's Game 4 in the American League or the upcoming championship series. With the divisional series over now, it means that all high school football tomorrow night, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the big one at Kingston, Kennedy, and Davenport Central, big as far as the playoffs are concerned, and then Liberty and Assumption on 106.3 FM, and that will be coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as well. So we got that coming your way, and then Saturday we'll get into the baseball thing again. So looking forward to it.
Maybe Kyle can clear us up on this. I was listening to the Todd Brommelkamp show yesterday with Alex Kuhn, and apparently a bird hit the window just to the left of you.
I have a theory about that.
Did we check on the bird?
Bird's fine.
The bird is fine. What kind of bird was it?
I have no idea. I checked when it hit the window, I did go out by the shed. I didn't want to come around and scare the guys because they were already on edge.
But I heard it on air.
I did hear it.
I could hear the thud.
I heard the thud.
It was quite loud, yeah. I took a call right after it happened. Somebody called in and said, not only could we hear it, but it was like pretty loud. We thought something happened. Todd and Alex dealt with it really well. I went out and checked. The bird was no longer there. So it apparently got away.
So we don't know.
We don't know its condition now, but we know it was good enough to get up and fly away or walk away. I don't know. In terms of the species of bird, big. We just decided on big.
Now, this is almost a wildlife area here in the studios on the southwest side.
Except deers, for
the
turkeys.
Except for the large construction project.
I mean, it's not uncommon. I drive in the parking lot and I have to negotiate turkeys.
Oh, yeah. A lot of turkeys.
All the time. But I was just concerned.
I was concerned. I have a theory. We had all the bad weather yesterday. We had the tornadic activity going on. And the one thing you learn in Iowa is that animals are very keen to that. And sometimes you can tell if there's bad weather coming by the way that the animals act. Cows, horses, etc. I think the bird was messed up. And because of all the weather problems.
Panicking.
Yeah.
You have the shade down right now. I think Alex had the shade up.
It was up a little bit more yesterday, so I think we better keep it down.
And your microphone, the same one Alex uses, is what, only 4 or 5 feet away from that window?
That's right.
Yeah.
Big Bird.
I'm trying to paint a picture here, Kyle.
Big Bird. Sound like John Candy in The Great Outdoors. Big Bear! Big Bear! Big Bear Chase!
And during an update, I was concerned.
Well, I think everything turned out for the best.
Okay.
A couple more news and notes to get to. We talked Major League Baseball. Iowa men's basketball announcing next year, mid-December, they are going to play in Chicago at the United Center. They're going to take on the Cincinnati Bearcats next year. Apparently, this is the substitute game for the Big Four Classic demise with Iowa State, UNI, and Drake. Still love to see that, but at least kudos and special marks to Iowa for going out and getting a powerhouse team to play, at least for 1 year anyway. I would imagine it's probably more than a one-year deal, but we'll see. But good for them.
The only thing better would have been to see it in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But
a home and home.
Cincinnati was 31-5 last year, won the American Athletic Conference, which is a good basketball league, and won that league by 2 games. Looking at the roster today for the Bearcats, they only have 2 seniors this year. So what they did last year was with a bulk of underclassmen, same type of team this year. It's going to be a largely underclass lineup for Cincinnati, the same team virtually that will face the Hawkeyes in 2019. So this is it will help the RPI, that's for sure.
Yeah, it will.
A win or lose.
Mark Carlson met the media today. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit as well. We need to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Tony Caridi from West Virginia football. And the Mountaineers, unbeaten, rated 6th in the country. We'll find out more about Will Grier and the Mountaineers when we come back.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help, and so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
We all win by living united, by forging unlikely partnerships, finding new solutions to old problems, and inspiring individuals to join the fight against our community's most daunting social crises. We are more than the fundraisers. We are the hand raisers and the game changers. United Way of East Central Iowa. Volunteer, advocate, give, make a difference. Go to uweci.org/2018 to learn more about how you can join the fight.
This is the Jim Scatunash. Get ready for Prairie football action Friday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Back with the Gym Class at 3:20 here at KGYM on a Wednesday. We'll talk fantasy football with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Talk more about the Rough Riders opening news conference today. Rough Riders entering their 20th season in Cedar Rapids of USHL hockey. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But Iowa State, West Virginia, suddenly a pretty darn big game in the Big 12 coming up Saturday night. We'll have it for you at 4 o'clock with the pregame, just past 6 o'clock with the kickoff with John Walters and Eric Heft on the Cyclone side. And on the West Virginia side, we're going to talk to Tony Caridi right now, who is the play-by-play voice of the Mountaineers. And Tony, thanks for taking time out to join us here in Eastern Iowa today. And like I said, this game suddenly got a whole lot more interesting after Iowa State's win over Oklahoma State last Saturday.
Yeah, it really did, Scott. That was an amazing performance, I think, by the entire team. But obviously Brock Purdy put on a show that I was talking with John Walters just last night. I said, actually it was Randy Peterson I was talking to last night, and I said, you had to be shocked. He said, yeah, we did not see that coming, but that was a wonderful performance.
Give us an update, if you will, Tony, on where West Virginia is right now. That Texas Tech game was a one-score game, but I think kind of deceiving. But this is a West Virginia team that's really taking care of business so far.
Yeah, for the most part, they have, Mark. They've been very good. To be quite honest with you, oftentimes we spend a lot of time in the summer thinking, well, this can happen and this can happen, and I think they'll be all right here and I think they'll be all right here. But most of the time, that stuff never comes to fruition. This particular team, I think they've lived up to their offensive projections. They have stumbled a bit for a couple of different reasons, I think, in the second half of the last two games, but they played really well in the first half. They still haven't trailed in a game yet this season. And I think defensively, probably been the biggest surprise. We had a lot of concerns in the offseason as to, what this group would be like. They lost a couple of players through their regular process of graduation, and they lost a couple of guys who transferred out at the end of the season, so there were some question marks. But they brought in two postgraduate transfers on the defensive front, one from USC, a kid named Kenny Bigelow, who's the nose guard, another kid by the name of Jabril Robinson, who was playing at Clemson. And they have been wonderful additions. It's provided some much-needed depth. So defense has been surprisingly better than a lot of people had thought.
And, of course, everyone knew about Will Grier going into the season, and he's been nothing short of outstanding so far. 21 touchdown passes, throwing for over 71% completion percentage, and man, oh, man, he's right up there as far at least halfway through the season as Heisman talk is concerned.
Yeah, he has. He's, you know, I've had the opportunity to be here a long time, so I've seen some guys that have kind of, you know, sniffed around a little bit at the Heisman and Major Harris back in the 80s and Geno Smith back, you know, when West Virginia first got into the league in the Big 12. And he, I think, has handled it better than anyone I've ever seen. I think, you know, he's got a pro mentality. He grew up in a football family. His dad's a successful high school coach. He was kind of groomed to do this, and he's graduated already, so he's taking online courses. So he spends his days, you know, in the building, and is as pro as a pro as a college kid could be. And it'll be real fun for me to watch here, and I think all of us watch on Saturday, you know, how he handles the environment and how he handles, you know, Iowa State's defense, because I think schematically both of these defenses, both West Virginia and Iowa State, have a great deal of similarity in that they bring pressure from a lot of different angles, constantly moving, you know, where the pressure's coming from. And so it'll be a great game of cat and mouse to this point. He's done that very well, so it'll be fun to watch.
What does Dana Holgorsen have to say about the Iowa State Cyclones this week, Tony?
I think he's got great respect. I think there is a genuine respect of Dana and his coaching staff and the Iowa State coaching staff. Defensive coordinator Tony Gibson said this week, he said, "Love playing against these guys because I respect them and they play what he deems to be real football." I think all you guys know that the way that the game has changed, that there are some games that it really has kind of gotten a little bit of basketball on grass. And I think they've got a great deal of respect for what Iowa State does.
Yeah, with that in mind, some people are calling for a high-scoring game, but I don't think it's going to be that high-scoring game. You still might get both teams in the 20s, maybe low 30s, but I don't think we're going to see 48-42 like Iowa State had last week coming up Saturday night, but I could be wrong. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Someone sent me the over-under on it today, and it came out at like 55, 55 and a half, which is a big difference from a week ago when it was in the low 70s for West Virginia and Kansas. So you never know. I mean, obviously, when you're playing away from home, you just don't know how the thing's going to go. Weather-wise, I know that fortunately it sounds like it's going to be a dry, cool night, which is cool, no pun intended. But you never know how that thing's going to bounce.
How are championship aspirations playing out there?
I think realistically, I think that, you know, that obviously is the goal. And to this point, I think that, you know, that this team's got a good head on it. And we talked about Greer. He's not the only one. I think there's a maturity about this team that doesn't get caught up in the you know, all of the distractions that could happen. I think that when you take a look at Gary Jennings, when you take a look at David Sills, when you take a look at a lot of the guys, David Long, a linebacker that leads the team in tackles, you guys have been around a long time. You know, there are guys that, you know, are lost as far as they get too engaged in the chatter that goes on away from the field and on social media and things like that. There's none of that. I think these guys, because they played a lot, you know, they understand it. They've been through it. You know, they've had some wins, they've had some losses during their career, and I think they realize, you know, they've got the opportunity, if everything falls through and plays well, that, you know, they can be in contention for the championship. This is West Virginia's seventh runaround in the Big 12, and, you know, when we first came in 2012, you know, we got off to a 5-0 start. We beat Texas, and we thought, okay, we got this thing figured out, and we go to Texas Tech the very next week and got blown away, and that was that. And so I don't think that's been lost on WV's coaches through the years, and I think that they have a pretty good idea, you know, what it takes. And so I think they truly, to use a trite cliche, they take it, you know, one game at a time, and they're just trying to get better every week. They know they're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. They also know that, you know, they've got the opportunity to be a really good team. This is a good balanced offense. 10 different players have already scored receiving touchdowns, and so it's got a chance.
A lot of teams, Tony, as you know, have these little gimmicks for turnovers and big plays on defense, and whether it's a belt or what's West Virginia got? I know you, but you tell us.
Yeah, they debuted a couple games ago. They debuted a coal miner's helmet with a light on top that actually shines. So that's everyone's got a trick, right, man? So yeah,
exactly.
Coal miner's helmet.
I like that. We'll be able to pick it out pretty easily on
the
sidelines. Yeah,
this will be the first time it'll be under the light. So yeah, if they get a turnover, you can look down to the sideline. You'll actually see the light.
Tony Caridi joining us, play-by-play voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Much like Iowa State, West Virginia lost a game. Against North Carolina State on the road, and now North Carolina State undefeated. Is there, first of all, any plans to get a 12th game there? And is there any talk? I mean, Iowa State, they needed that 12th game, I think, to make sure that they could get into bowl contention, certainly. But what's the talk around Morgantown with getting a 12th game?
Yeah, Scott, pretty much from the week that happened, West Virginia's AD, Shane Lyons, came out and just said, hey, probably isn't going to happen. Our plan on December, the first Saturday of December, is to be playing in the Big 12 championship game. And he felt that if they scheduled a game that day, it was basically telling the team, hey, you're not going to be in the championship game. And I know you can say, well, we'll play the game if it doesn't happen, blah, blah. But they never really, they never really strongly looked around. Because one of the reasons was they had, of the 12 games, 11 of them were against Power 5. They played two Power 5s non-conference. Tennessee and North Carolina State were on the schedule. So it wasn't a fact that they were going to end up with no Power 5s, or the way that they were looking at it, and the way they're looking at it is say, hey, if we do our job, by the time the season's all done, we will have played 11 Power 5s, and that would be up for the committee. So no move whatsoever to make that game up.
Yeah, I can see the logic right there. And mentioned, I don't think we're going to see a ton of points, Big 12-type points put up, but what do you see coming up? Will Greer against this Iowa State defense, and who knows? It's going to be Purdy, I think, at quarterback a little bit. Could see Nolan. I don't know if it's going to be Kyle Kemp, but West Virginia's probably got to get ready for everybody, don't they?
They do. So this will be the second week in a row that they've had to prepare for a quarterback that will stay in the pocket, and then a quarterback that will also run. Kansas used, a couple of different guys last week, so they've had to do that. They got caught 2 weeks ago at Texas Tech when Bowman got knocked out, and they replaced him with Jet Duffy, who was a guy that had wheels. They had no preparation for him whatsoever because he was third on the depth chart, and as a result, he made some plays with his legs. This week, at least, they've seen Brock Purdy on tape, and they know that he can get out of there. Obviously, if it's Kemp, then he's not going to be running around. And the other question is, and I know you guys may have more insight on this, the David Montgomery factor. They've got great respect for him, and he's he's a great player. And so they're also wondering, is he going to make his return this week? So a lot of those pieces have to go into play. But yeah, it's been more of a prep for West Virginia defensively, knowing that they could see multiple quarterbacks.
Yeah, it should be interesting and hopefully dry in central Iowa coming up on Saturday night. That's the big thing. Don't need any more rain around here. But, hey, Tony, appreciate it. Safe travels over to Ames, and good to talk with you about West Virginia football.
All right, same here, guys. Thank you for the time.
You bet. Tony Caridi joining us, play-by-play voice of West Virginia football. And, yeah.
It's going to be a great atmosphere in Ames. There's no question about it. And this West Virginia team is for real. No question in my mind. Whether it wins the Big 12 or not remains to be seen. Still has to go to Texas in a couple weeks. And if things play out as they have right now, those teams are undefeated in the Big 12. That would make for a whale of a game as well. So I'm really anxious to see Greer in action.
Yeah, I am. And he's got terrific receivers as well. Second two or three of them to boot. It's just not one guy, and it's not Sills that they have to concentrate on at this time. But we'll see how it all plays out. It's going to be a very big challenge for Iowa State, but I think one that Iowa State can live up to. And there's going to be a lot of eyes on this game because, face it, West Virginia's got to keep things rolling if they want a chance at not only the Big 12 championship game, but something even maybe higher than that.
One of 11 undefeated teams in the country right now.
Yeah, and they didn't really, the North Carolina State game would have been a nice feather in their cap, but they did play Tennessee. Now, granted, Tennessee is down right now in the SEC. Sorry, Rusty. Mm-hmm. Tennessee is down right now in the SEC.
He knows.
They're going to make their way back under Coach Pruitt, but it was a good time to get Tennessee. It's still, when you see Tennessee on the schedule, that's going to help you at this point. But it's going to be fun on Saturday night. Again, we'll have that game for you right here on KGYM. All right, Chrysalis, rotowire.com around the corner. It is 3:33, coming up on 3:34. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. I'm going to do that right now to caller number 6. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call. Give some of our other great listeners a chance to pick up the Dr. Pepper prize pack. Contains a 24-pack of regular or dyed Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper prizes, and a KGYM pint glass for you to enjoy your Dr. Pepper with. Ice cold.
Yum.
Dr. Pepper. I enjoy the diet Dr. Pepper myself. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number 6. You are going to pick up that prize pack. We'll take a break. Come back. Chrysalis of rotowire.com will join us. Your fantasy football questions welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Congratulations to Charles in Solon. He is the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack today. We'll have a BNA update preview coming up for you in just a little bit. Also tell you about Mark Carlson at Rough Rider preseason. I guess it's not preseason because they're already underway. Mm-hmm. But I had a chance to talk to Mark Carlson today, the coach and general manager of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. Home opener coming up on Saturday night. Make your plans to be out to the stable. Chrysalis of rotowire.com set to join us right now. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM, as well as the KGYM
Knockout pool.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. That's down to...
After 12 years, I should be able to read your mind.
Yeah,
right?
You should. Yeah. You should. It's down to single digits as far as people left for the $500 prize and the terrific recliner. So, man, looking forward to that, giving
give
that
me,
away.
Give me my next 3-foot putt after that, okay?
Okay, I'll All give right. you your next 3-footer. But Chris, set to join us right now. 319-366-1600. Your fantasy football questions. You can text them in to the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can send them via the phone lines as well. Chris, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Scott?
Not bad. Chiefs still undefeated. Patrick Mahomes still throwing touchdown passes. Didn't win my game, though. So yeah, everything comes to an end.
Yeah, well, your team's doing all right. The Chiefs are 3.5-point underdogs this Monday night, or this Sunday night in Foxborough. Pretty crazy. They're getting more than three, even though they're undefeated and they're just crushing teams.
It's the Patriots, though, man. It's the Patriots.
Well, you know what happened last time they faced the Patriots in Foxborough in a national game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, his first game last year, Kareem Hunt's coming out party. Only bad thing was Eric Berry got hurt and hasn't played since. So,
yeah, that was bad.
Got a ton of texts rolling in, Chris. Let's get started. There is 7966, Smallwood or Cook in a non-PPR.
I'm probably going Smallwood, and the problem is you're not going to know probably about Cook at the time you have to make that decision. But if for some reason Cook is available, you got to use him. But it's just so iffy that I'd probably go Smallwood, who I think will be the starter.
1288 is in a half-point PPR and needs a flex. Collins, Davis, Morris, or Kuti?
I will go Corey Davis.
1753. He's got Jared Cook and Gronk for his tight ends. If I had to trade one, which would I trade?
Well, you're going to get way more for Gronk than you will for Cook, so you got to see what they'll fetch, right? I mean, it's not just who to trade; it's what are you going to get in return. So if you can get, you know, like a Jordan Howard or a, you know, Joe Mixon for Gronk, go ahead and trade Gronk. If you can't get that, then go ahead and trade Cook for something a little less.
708 area code weighing in, standard league. Corey Davis, Kenny Stills, or Kuti?
Davis.
8258, thoughts on picking up Dante Foreman, odds of him being the future back?
Odds are good. I mean, he just has to prove that he's healthy. He had an Achilles, which is a pretty serious injury, and found the PUP, but he could be back in a couple of weeks, and time to pick him up, absolutely.
7966, Kittle or Burton in a non-PPR?
I guess I'll go Kittle. It's really kind of a, you know, crapshoot. Beathard's really bad, but I think Kittle's going to get a lot of targets.
Promised I'd answer, ask you this question from a text I got from Kentucky last night, Chris. Needs one, Trubisky, Bortles, or Flacco, all of which are on the road. All of whom are on the road?
I'll go Trubisky.
Trubisky, okay. 65.99 is in a half-point PPR. John Brown, Pierre Garçon, or Kenny Stills?
John Brown, for sure.
91.36, a half-point PPR once again. Pick two, Mike Davis, Corey Clement, Randall Cobb, Chris Godwin, or Latavius Murray?
Yeah, that's ugly. If Cook is not starting, then Murray. And then the other guy I'd probably go with is who's the second guy?
Clement. After Mike Davis? Corey Clement.
Oof, no.
Cobb.
Really bad.
Cobb, Godwin.
Cobb's hurt though.
Yeah.
Godwin. Godwin and then first guy I said.
1250 is in a PPR league. Trade Joe Mixon or Julio Jones. I have Brandon Cook and Smith-Schuster already. Would leave me with Devontae Freeman and Barkley at running back.
Mixon for Jones is fair. It's 50-50. If you want the receiver, go ahead and do it. It's a fair deal.
Let me ask one more. We'll get to the phone lines. What's that, Chris?
It's not a win for the Jones owner, but it's not a loss either. It's a fair trade.
One more text. We'll get to the phone. 0656 is in a half point PPR. Cohen, Miller, or Thompson?
I'd probably go Cohen this week.
Okay.
All right, let's bring in Pat for a question for Chris. Pat, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Chris, I got two quarterbacks, Big Ben or Russell Wilson.
I will go – they're both in good spots.
I do have Trubisky, too, but I didn't think he'd be it.
I think I'll go Ben in Cincinnati. It could be a high-scoring game. You know, the Russell Wilson one is just such a wild card because they're in London, and that's kind of just a lot of travel, and the Seahawks have been running it a lot. So I'll go Ben, but it's 50-50.
Okay, and then I just picked up Jamal Charles. Is he worth even playing over, like, Deion Lewis or not?
No, I would give Charles at least a week to see if he has any role. He might at some point, but no, I wouldn't use him this week.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. 319-366-1600.
37-56 needs a flex in a standard league, Chris. Allen Robinson or John Brown?
That's pretty close. I'll say Allen Robinson in a game that I think might be a little higher scoring.
82-58, Vikings or Ravens defense this weekend?
I go Vikings.
All right. 97-61. Trader James Conner for Fournette and Allen Robinson. Is that decent value, they're asking?
It's a fair deal. You're sort of speculating that Fournette's back in a few weeks and Robinson will tide you over. It's fair. And if Le'Veon Bell comes back on schedule, then Conner loses his value. So, yeah, it's fair. But you're gambling because if they trade Bell or something, Conner could be good. I think it's a good deal.
708 area code, is Gabriel worth a pickup?
In a deep league, yes, not in a shallow league.
1954, Goff or Brady?
Ooh, an embarrassment of riches.
Yes, it is.
I guess I go Brady against the Chiefs. That should be more of a shootout. Goff still probably light it up, but I think Brady's got crazy upside.
All right, 93-55, standard league. Would you trade Mike Evans for Jordan Howard straight up?
Standard scoring, it's fair. It's a fair deal. I think I would rather have Evans, but if you needed a running back, that's what you got, that's what you were offered, I think you could take it.
97-61, do you expect Smith-Schuster to be this productive all season?
Yeah, I do, most of the year, yeah.
1954, a half-point PPR league. Corey Davis or Demaryius Thomas?
Close call. I think I'm going to take Demaryius in that matchup.
All right, let's bring in the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Fairfield this afternoon. Ryan, go on. You're with Chris.
Hey, I just wondered, Andy Dalton or Jared Goff?
I would go Goff. Although Dalton may be in a shootout, but I think the Rams are a machine, so I'm taking Goff.
But they're playing a good Denver defense.
They're okay, Denver.
Okay, I'll go with golf. Thank you.
All right, Ryan, best of luck.
Make your own choice because you got to live with it, but I personally would go golf.
71-43 in the text line, Trubisky, Alex Smith, or Andrew Luck?
Trubisky, Alex Smith, or Andrew Luck? I'd probably go Luck.
Smith did not look good the other night.
Mm-mm.
I felt bad for him.
86-50 is in a half-point PPR. Guy wants to trade Dalvin Cook. What's the outlook for Cook the rest of the year?
I mean, he's got to get healthy first, and these soft tissue injuries can linger for a while. So probably it'll be a week or two, maybe this week, maybe next. Once he's fully healthy, he should be really good. But, you never know. Leonard Fournette came back and aggravated it. You just, with injuries, it's not really a matter of, well, I think this guy's good. He's on a good team. It's just, the human body, you sort of have no idea.
71-43. Which Jets running back do I stick with long-term? Each week I play the wrong one.
Yeah, it's been tough. I guess Crowell, because he was so good last week and he's their early down guy, but sometimes they do use Powell more. It's a tough call.
31-48, Marshawn Lynch or Alex Collins?
That is close. I'm going to say Lynch.
97-61, is Cam Meredith going to prove worthy of a roster spot in a 12-man league? 14-man league.
14, yeah, he's probably. But you're going to have a hard time knowing when he's going to go off because they spread it around so much in New Orleans.
Bam Bam weighing in. Do you think Ingram will continue to get the touches like he did Monday night?
Yeah, he's going to have the 2017 role, and so will Kamara. And good for both, but obviously it's not going to be as good for Kamara as it was the first 4 weeks of the season.
All right, half-point PPR, 65-51 asking, Godwin or Mike Davis?
I go Godwin.
Green Bay or Denver defense this week?
Green Bay for sure.
66-87 is in a PPR league, needs a flex. Cohen, Freeman, Edelman, Boyd, Ridley.
Ooh, some decent choices. Man. It's very close. I mean, Ridley and Boyd have been very good lately, and they're both in high over-under games. But Freeman, you know, should be the starter again. You know, he was last week, didn't get a ton of work. I'll say Freeman, but definitely close.
1287, Goff or Luck?
That's also really close. I guess Goff, because Hilton will probably be out.
5138 wants to know about a sleeper defense for this week. Everything on the shelf is terrible.
Green Bay against the Niners. Vikings against the Vikings are probably owned, but Green Bay is a good one. Houston is not a bad one either.
9761. What do you expect from LeSean McCoy?
You know what you saw. You know, a lot of touches and not a lot of production on a bad offense. But if he gets traded to Philly, if there's a rumor, it could be better. They split the work a lot. So, you know, modest expectations, but he's going to be involved. He's worth having on your roster.
Yeah. A lot of questions. Appreciate everybody weighing in today with everything going on. And, your Giants got their hearts ripped out.
They're just the whole thing. Eli's terrible. But he did make one throw to Beckham, and Barkley's so good. But, yeah, Ron Rivera, what's he doing running the ball on third and one? They should have lost, got lucky, hit a miracle field goal. But, you know, I don't know. The NFC East is so bad, the Giants aren't that far out. They can still contend. But, you know, I think until they get rid of Eli, it's not a serious contender, that team.
And they're still right in it in the NFC East right now. So nobody wants to win the division. Bad as the Eagles have been, they're still right there. So we'll see. What do you got at rotowire.com for us, Chris?
Well, of course, we got all the basketball and hockey stuff going, you know, now it's the fall. But for football, which is probably most of you guys, you can get all of your start-sit questions like you ask on this segment answered. It's all listed, you know, ranked by position, PPR, non-PPR. rotowire.com/trial is totally free for 10 days. You don't need a credit card. You just check out everything you have, and then you decide whether you want to subscribe or not later. rotowire.com/trial.
All right, sounds good. And check it out. And, Chris, we do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you, too.
All right, Chris List, rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, and they are the official sponsors of Chris and Tristan Cockcroft coming up tonight on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, as well as our knockout pool. So thank you very much to I'm On Communications. We'll take a break, come back. We got Rough Rider hockey to talk about and some college basketball things breaking here this afternoon to let you know about. We'll do that when we come back.
You want your lights on and your garage door going up and down and your refrigerator refrigerating. And so do the people at Linn County REC, because they live here and work here just like you do. They have kids in school here, shop on Sunday afternoons here, cheer on the sidelines here, and need their lights and garage doors and fridges to work just like you do. That, in a nutshell, is what an electric cooperative is. Members who share a community, choosing the best options for affordable, reliable, safe energy. When the member leaders of Linn County REC make decisions, they're keeping their own family and yours in mind. The choices they make directly affect them, the same way they affect you. So they consider each option carefully. And as with any electric cooperative, any profit made during the year is shared back with members like you. Those are just some of the benefits of membership at Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. October is National Cooperative Month. Find out even more at linncountyrec.com.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Head to your nearest John Deere dealer to find the deer that's right for you. Get $500 off the 1025R subcompact utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. Or get the X330 lawn tractor for $200 off. You can even get the Gator XUV 835M for $400 off. Valid from August 1st through October 26th. Some conditions apply. See johndeere.com or participating U.S. dealers for details. Find your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty today. Or find them online at citytractor.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM.
Ah, the grassroots.
You like this, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little Mark music here to bring you back. Maybe this should be your walk-up music for bowling.
Wouldn't mind it.
We got bowling tonight. A little BNA preview. It's brought to you by May City Bowl, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America. They are located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Tonight.
Week six, lanes 27 and 28, the Rusty Nails will oppose Barry Lanes, a nemesis.
Defending
of
champions.
Ours, defending champions. Jerry Robinson, Hall of Famer, and the crew. Rusty Nails right now 11-9, tied for sixth in the 14-team Mature Evergreen League. So we're going to try to keep it rolling after a sweep last week, but we know it won't be easy.
Barry's always bowls good against us. Every time. They bowl good. So we'll be prepared. We'll be prepared. We'll let you know what happens tomorrow with a wrap-up on Bowling Night in America brought to you by May City Bowl. Our prayers go out to everybody down in the panhandle of Florida. They're getting pummeled. But I'm fixated on Jim Cantore. I'm not the only person. I mean, this poor guy out there in the middle of a hurricane. I mean, 2x4s are going by, and
he lives for that.
Oh, I just dread the time that I'm watching him, and all of a sudden there's going to be something fly out there like this bird yesterday, and just boom.
If he's going to go out like that, I'm sure he'd sign up for it.
Man. That is nasty down there in the Florida Panhandle
area.
It is. It's hopefully they're going to make it through okay, and hopefully no more hurricanes this year. Mark Carlson met the media earlier today, and the Rough Riders embarking on their 20th year already in Cedar Rapids. Pretty amazing. The USHL, a very, very sturdy league, and that's terrific. And Mark really likes this team. And I know that's coach speak, but, you know, the Rough Riders have been down the last couple of years, and he's kind of gone back to his old ways. Bobby Gepfert back as one of his assistant coaches now, one of the most beloved, if not the most beloved Rough Rider of all time. And just trying to get back to that hard-nosed, just like our town, he said, hockey, that people like to see here. And he's going back to his roots this year, and I think that's good to see.
Rough Riders off to a 3-0-1 start, and that's one positive. But, it's hard to believe 20 years. Mark Carlson's been not only a great credit to that franchise and the USHL, but to the community.
Yep.
I remember 2008 during the flood, I'm cleaning up at the place I was working at, and it shows Mark Carlson. He spent the whole day there cleaning up with us.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff right there. Jeff Johnson asked him about the first ever game, and Mark got very emotional today about that because one of the guys that scored in that that shootout game was Jerry Hickey, who unfortunately has passed away. And Mark had a lot of he hopes that guys on this team have the same attitude on and off the ice that Hickey had, and I think a lot of people would echo that. One of the great Rough Riders of all time out there. And a lot of good talent on this team, already signed for college, etc. And the USHL definitely underway. Coming up tomorrow, Dave Kochan will join us. We'll have the pick six. Kevin Lehman's also going to join us as well. Iowa State Media Day for men's basketball coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that with him. We'll talk Iowa Media Day as well. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
If you want to be absolutely sure you have the right paint color, order paint samples from HomeDepot.com. They're little 8-ounce jars of confidence. You can get more color.